Hey, it's Nicola. A Sunshine Coast family-based business has been awarded a contract that'll provide a key part of the International Broadband Submarine Cable Network. The $1 million contract awarded to Auscom will deliver the landside fibre network, which will connect the beach landing to the cable landing station at Maud Street in Maroochydore. Once operational, the coast will provide the fastest international connection point from Queensland and East Australia to Asia. The submarine cable project is forecast to deliver up to 864 new jobs. The bushfire season has made an early start in the eyes of authorities as we move into August. You might have noticed fire crews have been busy conducting hazard reduction burns across the local region. Emergency Services Minister Craig Crawford says as the weather continues to warm up and fires spark, we need to be ready listening out for those warnings.
Wherever you are in Queensland, if you get an emergency alert, whether it's for fire or flood or storm or cyclone, please read it and read it very carefully.
Also making news, Visit Sunshine Coast says it's excited the region will host a major conference in October. Australian National Organisation for the Teaching of Swimming and Water Safety will host its World Conference at Twin Waters. The two-day event will attract more than 400 delegates to the region. And the sod will be turned today to mark the beginning of upgrade works at Biwa Aquatic Centre. $1.8 million will be spent on the improvements.